We're on Daf Hey Yomid Aleph, the bottom Shura of the Yomid. We had learned, and Beraisa, that we darshan mikem v'loy kulchem lahoytzi yes amuma. That it says, the pasuk is speaking about when a person is bringing ish adam ki yakir mikem korban, speaking about neder and nedove, who can bring a korban mikem v'loy kulchem. That amuma l'chol ha'teira kulem, or the braise, or who had an amuma l'nasech ha'siyayna l'chol ha'shabes, cannot bring a korban. And Poshe Yisrael can bring a korban, and that's Amuma L'Dover Echad. So we learned from, we have a limud that Amuma L'Chol HaTeira Kule cannot bring a korban. And we learned this out from Mikem. So the Gemara asks, V'mahochin afkeh, this din we have to learn out from Mikem. Mehosam nafke, we can learn it out from a different limud. Me'am ha'oretz, the pasuk, let's just say over the pasuk is speaking about a chatos, v'im nefesh achas techto bishkoga me'am ha'oretz, v'asoysa achas mi'mitzvah sa'ashem, ashaloysa yosen leva'oshem, Hoy hoyda elav chatosoy, Rashi says, im hoyda elav chatosoy, so brings a korban chatos. So it says, nefesh achas techto bishkoge me'am ha'oretz, so the mem is a miut, prat l'muma, a muma does not bring a chatos. Rab Shimon ben Yosi Oimer Mishum Rab Shimon Asher Loise Yoseno Bishgogo Vooshem Ashov Midiyosoi Mevi Korban Al Shigigosoi Eine Shov Midiyosoi Eine Mevi Korban Al Shigigosoi. Let us see Rashi. Me'am V'loi Kolam V'gabi Chatas Ksiv Shebo ala shoygek, comes on a shoygek. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi Oimer Mikana Tolomet, not from Me'am Ha'oretz, no Mikana Tolomet, Asher Loise Yoseno Bishgoga Va'oshem, Besomach Lei Oyhoida Ilav Chatosi Ashechot Vevi Ashomai. Hoydeilov means im hoydeilov. The mashma, so asher loyse yoseno, he wouldn't have done it im hoya yoydeya shu oso. That is pshat asher loyse, he wouldn't have done it if he would have known that it's oso. Ushkoga hoyseloy, and it was a shaygik, v'choto, v'osham, hu yavi. Such a person who would not have done this pa'ule, would have not have done this chet, if he would have known that it's a chet, such a person brings a korban. But if he would have known that it is a chet, he never would have done it. So this is the makir of Rav Shimon, not from the ma'am, not from the asheloi se yosena, he wouldn't have done it if he would have known. Hashav Hayoyshev midiyosa, this is the Rishash's Gilsim, Hayoyshev midiyosa, Shim hoya yoideya shu chaylev, hoya yoyshev, umevatel meyaveirazu, viz the goris hashov, vunami hapoirish vinivdal mitchile, vein oiver, אם הוא ידע שהוא עושה בתרס כהנים גורס היושב. What these are two lashonos in Rashi. if we're geiris, hayoyshev midiyosai or hashav midiyosai. So the Chassam Sofer explains that hayoyshev is a loshen hoive and hashav is a loshen ova. Now, what will be if Bishas, he wants to bring the korban, he won't, he's about tshuva. He wouldn't do the aveira now. Now he's about tshuva, he wouldn't do the aveira anymore. Bishatoi, but when he did the aveira, then, if he would have known, he'd also done the aveira. So lechayre the mashmois would be as follows: Hashav is a loshen ova. That means that if he then would have not done the aveire, if he would have known, so that person brings a kol. Hayoyshev is a loshen hoive, which would mean that now he wouldn't do the aveire if he would know it's aveire. Before he was a sheikis, but now he's a bal tshuva. So then it would come out a Amor de Kechidish that you look what he is now. Now he's a Baal Tshuva, but it is irrelevant what he was Bishas he did the Aveire. That means Bishas he did the Aveire, if he would have known, he also would have done the Aveire. And that's Zichar Wrong. That is Zichar Wrong. That Rab Shimon is coming to tell us that, you know, who brings a Kolban, a person brings a Kolban who, if he would have known then, that it's an aveira, he never would have done it, but he didn't know there was an aveira. So that's the problem. That's the problem of the loshen of hayoyshev. So now let's learn Rashi a little elich. Hayoyshev midiyosai. So Rashi says, not even though hayoyshev is a loshen hoive, so Rashi says, no, shim hoyo yoideya shehu chaylev. Then, shahoyo yoyshev mi yidiyosoi. Im hoyo yoideya, shehu chaylev, hoyo yoyshev umevato mi aveirazu. So Rashi makes this loshen hoyve a loshen ova. That means we're bringing ourselves back into history, and if he would have then known, then he would have been a yoyshev mavatam aveirazu. That the loshen yoyshev is does not mean that now he's a yoyshev midiyosay. The east the goris and others are goris hashops. Then the loshen is more mashma that it's speaking about bishas aveira vunami apoyrish v'nivdol mitchile. Then he was Pirish and Nivdol. Bein oiver im hoye yedei yeshuvasa. But Rashi says, Obeteus kainim goras hayeshiv. So memele, if I'm saying a shtik teire, so memele, it's not too gefeh. Yeah. V'amrina, let's go back to the Gemara. Mai binayu.
A person was a mumma to eat chaylev.
V'heivi kolben al adami kebenayu. And he brought a kolben al adam. Does he bring a kolben al adam? So l'chayre, it means as follows. According to the Tanakhama, since he was a mumma for chaylev, so mumma doesn't bring a kol. And according to Rab Shimon, since Adam, he wouldn't have eaten it. Now he didn't know that it was dumb, so that's called ashav midiyosai. So he does bring a kol. So the machlokes between Rab Shimon And the Tanakhama is, if he was a mumma for chaylev, and he's not a mumma for dam, and he ate dam, not knowing that it's dam. So according to Tanakhama, you don't bring a kol, he's a mumma. According to Rab Shimon,
You do bring a korban, because if you had known that it's dam, he wouldn't have eaten it. Now let us see Rashi. May binayu, mikom mokim mumma loy mekablini minay. But lamaisa, you're not mekabel, it's not shabbein lama, bein lama, but filoshoigik, a mumma you're not mekabel. The ilo hoyo yidei metchila nama hoyo oichloi, bein shav midiyosoi. So both of them hold that a mumma does not bring a korban. He says because he's a mumma. He says because he's not a shav midiyosoi. But lamaisa they all agree that a mumma does not bring a korban. So the Gemara says, if he's not a mumma lo isay dover, that's the nafkamina. The heavy korban al adom sheshogag boy, he was a shaggy kanda. The ilu hoya yedeya shudam, loy hoya oichloy. Letane kame mumma shmoy. Lamais is a mumma, because he's a mumma an chaylev. Le mekablini minay. Yeah. Bekitza, we'll not go into what the Gemara's kasha is, but the kasha is that why do you learn out Mikem? There's a different limut. There's a limut from Mam Horet, Ashaloi Seyoseno. So the Gemara is kasha mehoche nafke. So the Gemara answers, choda bechatos vechoda boilo. No, these are two different parshis. This is a parsha by chatos that a mumma doesn't bring. And that parsha that we learned mikem, lohitzias a mumma, speaking about an oilo. Utsrichi. And the two distinct parshias with distinct halachas. Di yashmine chatos, if would only say this parsha of chatos, mishum de la kaporehu. Chatos comes for a kapore. So I would say he's not deserving of a kapore. So that's why a mumma doesn't bring. Avol oilo de doirenu, oilo is not a kaporer, I mean, if I'm saying that a kaporer, we're mechaper him, he did a gewaldic avla, and we're mechaper him, he doesn't deserve a kaporer. Avol oilo de doirenu, eimo le kabu minei, oilo is a doiren, it's a matone, so memeila I would think, no, he wants to bring a doiren, mecheteisi. V'yash, Mr. Mamel, that's why you need the Pasuk Mikem. V'yash mina noilo, mishum delav chiyuvu. By oila, he's not mechuyiv to bring an oila. So if we say we don't accept oila, no, we don't accept his deronis. Avul chatos de chiyuvu, but chatos is a chiyuv. So come out a chayte niska. That means every yi that does a chet. He has to bring a korban chatos. He's a privileged, he doesn't bring, I'm a mumma. I don't have to bring a chatos. So maybe I would think, fakerta, there should be a chayte nisko, that fakerta, because you're a mumma, you should have privileges, you don't have to bring a chatos. Eima lekabu minei. Sriche. That's why we need both psukim. So, not understanding yet the full mechanics of the Gemara, but the Gemara asked Akasha, why do you need the Pasuk of Mikem? We have different psukim. The Gemara says, there are two different parshias. There's a svara to say that Davke by Chatos, Amuma doesn't bring, because he's not deserving of a kapore, but a kadeirin could bring. And there's a svara fakert, that his deronis we don't want, but a chatos he should bring, he should be a chayte niska. It's a chiyuv to bring, so I would think he's not different than anyone else. So that's why we need both psukim. Mikam v'lai kulchem v'la'el v'ilas nedova mishtaikra d'chsiv basre imoy l'kobonai v'lachaporohu v'kiven v'date lohozit v'lachza v'rosai. He has no intentions whatsoever to change his derech hachayim. U'bohomi yisram edishogek v'loi hizit. Here grad, he didn't do it b'meizit. He didn't know that it was chaylev. Im kein amay nekabo minay. So why should we get to take a call? Ho, la kapol. A person who has an intent to continue doing chatoim, that person is not deserving of a kapol. The lav chiyuve. It's not a chiyuv to bring another. V'lav oirachar lekabulei doyre minay. So it's not psaninian to accept a doyren, the chsiv zevach reshoim teyeva. Abul chatos the choyva rom yalei, emin the kabo minay, shelo yechoy te niska. So that's why I need both psukim. Now let us see Tosfos. Me'am ha'oretz prat lamuma. So the gemara is takashe. So what's pshat the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is not a pachad neira. It's the Gemara is a kasha. Why do you need this posik? There's another posik. And this is a machlekes bin these tanoim. The mikem is lahitzi yes amuma lachola teira kula. And this tana holds that afil amuma ledover echot doesn't bring a kolben. So, so machlokes tanoim. So what's the kashyp? Says I. Amir deke kashyp. V'doichik loyma de porech midarab shemen. So doichik to say that the gemara's kashyp is from Rab Shimon. What would be the kasha from Rab Shimon? Tosfos just wants to say the kasha. It's a doich to say the kasha from Rab Shimon. It seems the kasha from the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama is chaylik on that Tanakhama. But if it would be the kasha would be on from Rab Shimon, then it would be gewaldik. But the doich kloima the porich mid Rab Shimon. So the Nachlas David wants to explain as follows. The machloikis, the Tanakam and Rab Shimon by us, is Rab Shimon said a yesod, if a person is not shav midiyosoi, that means if an doing wrong does not bother him, he's a lav barkob. That's what Rab Shimon said. So, if a person eats chaylev, and now he ate chaylev b'shoigik, this person is knowing that it's chaylev would not in any way stop him from eating chaylev. So he doesn't bring a kol. The Tanakame is also moide to Rab Shimon. You're 100% right. This svar of Rab Shimon, that a person who would, if he would known that he did the best, would have zichah not the servant of a kol. Tanakam is also my. The Tanakama is Moisev. The Tanakama is Moisev. Afilu, if you would have known that it's dam, he wouldn't have eaten dam. He still doesn't bring a kol because he's a mumalachev. Okay, that's the machloike. So Tanakama was machadish. Afilu a mumalachev doesn't bring a kol. Fine. Of al kaponim, the svara of Rab Shimon, everyone agrees. Rab Shimon's svara is a svara that everyone agrees. That means if a person who doing this avera would not in any way
stop him from doing the avera, that person is mufke from kabonis. That person is mufke from kabonis. That's so. Memelis of the Gemara Kasha, the Tana Lamed Aleph said that a mumma lechola teira kulo doesn't bring a kol. So he says a mumma lechola teira kulo is not a shav midiyosai. That means this person, there's not one aveira that faces him. That means so he doesn't bring a kol. So he said a mumma lechola teira kulo. So if you have, if the mumma lechola teira kulo is zicha not a shav midiyosai. I mean, because he's not a shav midiyosai. So why do you need the drosha of mikem? If you hold Rab Shimon's drosha, so a male is a yesod of a person who's not shav midiyosai, does not bring a kolben. So your halach is right. I mean, the abumel chala teirikul does not bring a kolben. He's not shav midiyosai. But why do you need this drosha of mikem? Stick to Rab Shimon's drosha, which is a dover muskim. Everyone agrees with Rab Shimon. The Tanakam also agrees with Rab Shimon. The Tanakam is Moisafilu. He is a shav medios. He doesn't bring a kol. Fine, that's the Tanakam. But Rab Shimon is a dover muskim, a person who's not shav medios. He does not bring a kol. So, Mel, I know this aloche from Rab Shimon's drosha. Loisa aseno. If he wouldn't have done it, then he brings a kol. Rabbi Yankov wants to say in Emes Liyakov that Rashi Taka held like that, because we see in the Tzrichas of the Gemara differentiated between a chatos and an oilo. So the Gemara says the svore is dak de lachaporu. Vekiven de datoi lohozit velachzer laverosoi. This is Rab Shimon Svore. Vomi Yisrami de shogig lehizidim kena meine kabumne halav bar kaporu. So Rashi is mentioning here, this is Rab Shimon Svore. A person who's loy shov midiyosa. Vekiven de datoi lohozit velachzer laverosoi. That's what we're speaking about. So we see from Rashi that Rashi learned like the Doichik, the Taisva said, that the Kasha is, if you hold like Rab Shimon, so a person who's intends to do Averis, that person is Mufke from a Kolben. And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference. He's Mufke from a Kapore, but could be from a Doir, and he's not Mufke. He says, L'chere Rashi learned like this Teretz. Now, Rabbeinu Tam learned a different shot in the Gemara. The mumma lechel chaylev, haina mumma lechola teire. That what the Gemara says, mumma lechel chaylev, chaylev is only a terminology that is used for kol teire. It doesn't mean chaylev, don't take it literally. Chatos chaylev means He's a mumma l'chala, he's a mumma l'chala teire kula. That's, chaylev is, the terminology of chaylev means kala teire kula. The mumma l'chala chaylev, a mumma l'chala teire, chutz midam. Because the Gemara says he's a mumma l'chala chaylev, behavi kolben al adam. And let's understand this for 1 minute. What is pshat in this mumma? He's a mumma l'chala teire kula, but not for dam. Dam he won't eat. You know why he doesn't eat dam? Not because dam is a psa zoi, is a gevorna psa, he's serious from shuvah. Dam ekeltem. So that's why he doesn't eat dam. If he'd have the taiva for dam like he has from chela, forget about it. But dam ekels him. So that's why he doesn't eat dam. So Rab Shimon said, so the Tanakama holds this person, don't say, he's not a mumma l'chola teirikula, because he doesn't need dam. No. He's a mumma l'chola teirikula. He doesn't need dam because he doesn't like dam. The dam is disgusting to him, so he doesn't need dam. But this person is a mumma l'chola teirikula. That's what the Tanakam holds. Before Shabbat Tam, the mumma l'chol chaylev, a mumma l'chola teirikula, chutz mi dam. No, he doesn't need dam. Kedashkin. Where do we see that chaylev is gematria
all kala terekulu, kedashkin shekelu kala chatois, bachlal chatas chela veperek, kama de menaches peka yemevi, dama bedin shete chatas chela vtunen nesochen. The Gemara speaks about that a chatas should need nesochen. The Gemara doesn't mean a chatas chela, na chatas of Shabbos does not need nesochen. The Gemara is talking about that din that a chatas needs nesochen. No, when the Gemara speaks about a chatas, the terminology of the Gemara is chatas chela. But chatas chela really means a chatas on kalatera kula. Fine. Hash the comma. Bilatane kame, shumuma lachola teira kula chutz midam. Is a muma lachola teira kula chutz midam. Any may be called ala dam. Why? Because he's a muma and kola, he's a muma and dam also. Rabshimin may be kivin shoshov midiosai midam. So say, but since and dam, Vinisht vi, he will not eat dam. So Memela, as Rab Shimon says, he brings a kolman on dam. Avol mumel dover echot, divrei hakol maybe. Mumel dover echot, divrei hakol maybe. So al kaponim, so let's go back. So what is pshat according to the Rabbeinu Tam? So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tanakame in Rab Shimon are speaking about a mumma l'chola teire kula. There's just a chiddush of Rab Shimon that he'll bring a korban on dam. Since l'maise he's not oichol dam. And so l'gabi dam he'll bring a korban. The Tanakhama says no, he's a mumma l'chola teire kula. We learn this out of Mam Horetz. It says, Rab Shimon is saying a kula on dam. That means, but not on dam. Everyone agrees that he doesn't bring a kol. He's a mumma l'chola teire kula. So I have this psukim, Mam Horetz, Ashalei Seyoseno, that a mumma l'chola teire kula does not bring a kol. And here the Gemara brings a drasha from Mikem. So that's the kasha. Why do you need this Mikem? And the Gemara Taka Enfils said, this is, could be this Limsin Achatos in Anoila. But before that, we have from both Tanoim, Tzayda Tanakam and Tzayda Bshimen, Amumma Lachola Teira does not bring a kolb. And so Mamelin, so they can figure this out from Amoret. Maybe a shalai say a sen if a kelt is a machayev aces, even though they said it's a machayev and a mumma, if it's loy say a sen. But like this, a mumma l'chalatero doesn't bring a call. That's Shan de Gemara's kash. V'oid yesh loyma, the davke bechela v'dam pligi. It could be the whole machlokes won't say this whole shtek teire that the chela means kala teire. No, the davke bechela v'dam pligi lefi shehim shovim sheyesh kores pishneim. Chela v'dam have a tremendous similarity. They both have kores. Ba'oilin legavoya, the both are oilin legavoya, yuzarik the dam, yamakta the chalovim. V'nemru belavechot, kol chelo v'chol dam leisei chelo. So these two averes have a tremendous similarity. V'letan nekame choshev leimuma leisei dobo. So if a person who's a mumma lechela. Now we're talking about a mumma lo yisaydov. He's not a mumma lechela terekul. He's a mumma lechela. Now, is this person called a mumma ledam? So the Tanakama holds that if he's a mumma lechela, dam has all the chesroiness that all the characteristics that chela has. So if he's a mumma lechelev, he's a mumma ledam also.
And that what he doesn't need dam, is not because the issa faces him, because it's the same issa, chelev and dam is the same issa.
Ela mishum denam shikotza lechel dam.
She's a mumma le'isai dover.
And again, in Rab Shimon holds no, that, he's not called a mumma, it's not called a mumma le'isai dover.
Because Lamais, he doesn't need dam.
Avo mumma le'echod mishari surim, pshita de mevi koben al adam.
Rab Shimon afil a mumma le'echol chelo, mevi koben al adam.
About Kaponim, what do we see from here? We see a mumma le'isai dovo. There's a shayla, is dam called le'isai dovo if he's a mumma le'chelev.
But a mumma le'isai dovo does not bring a kolben.
So le'chere, a mumma le'chola teire kule,
it's called a mumma le'isai dovo.
So memele, Mamele, he also shouldn't bring a kolben. He's a mumma le'isai dovo. He's a mumma le'chola teire kula.
So that's the Gemara's kashya.
He says, in this aloche of a ptur of a mumma le'isai dovo, zicha nichlal, a mumma le'chola teire kula, which has a din of a mumma le'isai dovo. Eini shav mi diyosai, eini mevi kolben al shigigosai. Not a show me the yosai. Tema matzorich kol amaita in a show me the yosai v'aymi berishoi ha'vezevach rishoi v'heiche teisek adaiten loimer de mevi v'yishlam de itzorich l'heiche de chosar b'tshuva acharkach. We're speaking about a lady, he did tshuva. B'shar sha'ocho lo'yhoye shov me the yosai. B'shas mais he wasn't a shov me the yosai. But later, later he did tshuva.
So that's the posik of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon needed shalai se yosan, even though now he's about tshuva. But bishaitoi, he wasn't about tshuva.
What is the case, Hastis, by Oilo? We have a Mikem Laitia Samuma. Could be Bishas Afroshe, he was a Mumma, and then later Bishas Akrove became about Shuve. Rashi says that there's a svore, the laf chiyuv la'avoyer chalik buli doirem neder siv zevach rishoyim tayevo, then Rashi would mean afilu that what he was mafresh b'shas he was a rosh. You have to understand klor hastis, but how this works by an oilo. We had in the previous Baraisa, we had that a mumla davar echad does bring a kolben neile. We learned this out min a behema, ne adam shadaimim le behema. Adam Kyakman Kobm Lashem in a behemoth, this is speaking about an Adam that his characteristics of a behemoth, Yemekabul Kobonis. That's a Pesha Yisrael, a Mumul Dabarechot, Yemekabul Akob. Like the Gemara, Vachal Hecha, the Siv Behemoth Reusahi, a behemoth is a pesazoi, a psachasorn. Speaking about a person who's like a behemoth, that means he's a peshay, he's not shema teira mitzvahs. Paksiv, odom, u behemoth, tishi Hashem. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Marav, Eilu, Bnei Odom, Sheinarumim, Bedas, Mesimim, Atzmon, Kebahim. So you see, Fakert, a person who is characteristics of a Behemah, we'll see soon, Lapshad is Fakert, Tashi Hashem, that's a Maila. So, and then here you say, it's a Griyusa. Odom, Kiakum, Kan Komul, Hashem, in a Behemah. That means he said that's a Griyusa. So the Gemara says, "Hosam ksiv Adam ubehime." That means if he has both titles at the same time, he's an Adam and a behime. That's a maila taka. But v'hoche behime lachut ksiv min a behime. We're talking about the person who was a behime. If he's only a behime, that's a griyuse. If he's an Adam ubehime, that's a maila. Fragt der Gemara, wo chal heiche der Siv Odom und Behemah mal Yusei, wo Ksiv, it says in the Posseg, Zorate yes beis Yisrael Zera Odom und Zera Behemah. Rabbeinu Yerushalayim says that he will be Zereya as beis Yisrael. And the Zereya will be Zera Odom. I mean, that's going on Tamidei Chachamim. He'll plant them. And they'll grow up a lot of Tamidei Chachamim. Bezera behema, and they'll plant a lot of the zera of people of burim of amaratzim. They'll grow a lot of them. So you see there by states that the zera behema is not lemal yuse. So the Maran says, "Hasam achol keikro." That's not odom behema. Zera Adam Lachut, Vizera Behemah Lachut. Weiter, that's called, the Posik was Mechalek, these two, some Amela. So, then Taka Behemah is Lagriyusa. Let us see Rashi. Griyusa, the Ukm Islael, the Poishim Kori Behemah. Shein Arumim Bedas. Kodam Arishin. Mesim ematzma ke behemo takei ruach. There's a Beis Halevi al ha-teirem. Vachs misoi parshas lech lecho. Yishalech lefonei ve-yishomim. So he's saying what temimis is demanded and expected from a yid. So he says, the temimis is that a yid does something without shailus, without cheshbonis. Is it worthwhile for me? Is it not worthwhile for me? A behemah doesn't make cheshbonis. A behemah is told, a behemah does, on cheshbonis. He says, amirdike, dugme, the difference between an Adam and a Behemah, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that you can be kind of a Behemah with Mashiach, you can be kind of a Knani with Mashiach. Both are nicknamed by Mashiach. But there's a difference between the Mashiach of an Eveknani and the Mashiach of a Behemah. A Mashiach of a Behemah, you can schlep the Behemah. You can schlep an Eveknani also, that's one way. There's another way to make a Mashiach by a behemah, koira lo vehibo. He calls the behemah comes, that's called a mashiach. You call an eveknani and he comes, that's not called a mashiach. Well, eveknani adaita the nafshi covid. So he says, what's pshat in that? He says, pshat is like this. He says, you call an eved, and an eved comes, you know why he comes? He comes because he realizes that it's worthwhile for him to come. Whatever the cheshbon is, he's scared of you. Whatever the cheshbon is, that an eved, a bardas, comes because he feels this is the right thing to do. So that's not called you were moishech him. He came on his own accord. You told him to come, but he came because he decided to come. He decided
it's worthwhile for him to come. That's not called Mashiach. A behema, you call a behema, the behema doesn't make cheshbonus, is it worthwhile, is not. A behema comes. A behema comes on cheshbonus. You call me, that's a behema. A behema comes. So he says, that's the maila of Adam a behema. He's meredik shud, meredik, he can make 20 cheshbonus. He doesn't make any cheshbonus. He's told to do this. I'm doing it because I was told. On cheshbonus. That's the, perhaps the dake ruach, that means there's no own opinion, own das over here, that, the ganzen nichna to the mitzvah to the rabbi shalom. That's a gewaldike meile. Bezer beima mekmin lo be mesach soite vos des beima le kora velo shana le shimesh tamid chachamim ala va kos beim me bezarati es be israel ze rodom zer beima kleima chachamim va burim kulam ezraim le freisam ul rabaisam Most of this, Chalkei Kos, so they attack it, not an Odom or Behemoth, it's Zera Odom and Zera Behemoth, which are two different entities. Simen Niklav. Omar Rab Chonon, Omar Rab Yaakov Baridi, Omar Rab Yeshua Belevi, Mishum Bar Kapore. Ram Gamliel, Ubeiz Dinoi, Nimnu, Al Shchites Kusi, Basrua. So, Rab Chonon, said over a memre, Rav Gamliel, Ubeiz Dinoi, Nimno al Shchites Kusi, but they asked Shchites Kusi. What does Rashi say? Rav Gamliel, Benoi Shel Yehuda Anosi. There was two Rav Gamliels. There was Rav Gamliel, who was the son of Rav Yehuda Anosi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. There was a Rav Gamliel Hazokin, who was the grandfather of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Gamliel had a son, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel's son was Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a son, Rab Gamliel. So now, Rashi is explaining that Al Kapon Rab Chonon said, a memre, Rab Gamliel ubeiz dino asud nimnu al shchites kusi v'asrua. They asud al shchites kusi. Let's see Rashi again. Am Gamliel benoi shel Yehuda Anosi. Shehoya min ha'achroinim. He was from the achroinim. Ubeiz dinoi nimnu ha'shchites kusoi la'acher shenishnis mishnaseinu da'akel shoichdim. And the Mishnah says da'akel shoichdim va'afilu kusi. That's the Mishnah. But va'aschua, they went, they asked ha'shchites kusi. That means, from then and further, they asked us, they gave him a din for like a goy, and finished. So now, mehem olaholo, ashritas kusi is also. Omale rebzeire le rabiaki baridi. So rebzeire, est rabiaki baridi, Shema loishoma Rebbe elo b'she'ein Yisrael oimid al gabov. He said, maybe you're making a mistake. Maybe you didn't hear properly. I mean, you're saying over p'sachidish that even though the Mishnah was mater ashritas kusi, but Ram Gamliel ubeiz din, they asked it. They asked what the Mishnah was mater. He didn't want to accept that, Rab Zeire. So he said, maybe you misunderstood. Maybe Rab Gamliel Beis Dinoi just said that, if you don't have a Yisrael, loy medal gabo, v'ashritas kusi is no good. I mean, that Rab Gamliel Beis Dinoi said a new Zeire, a new takone. You didn't hear correctly. They just said that Ashritas Kusi will be also if it's Einayim et Al Gabov. So they're just saying like what the Mishnah says. I won't go into what the Rashba says, but the Rashba has a mirde kekash, I mean, a modne meise that, I mean, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi said that, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi said, or Meshub Alei Meshub Bakapor, he says over that they made a gzeire, Nimnu al shritis kusi vos ruo, Rabbi Zeire said, no, maybe you didn't hear good, he says, I mean, please, I mean, that's a very modern shot. As a tzaddik, maybe you misunderstood. A modern meiser, Rebbe, also said the Rebbe, maybe you misunderstood. The Rashi mutches sich sehr stark with Rashi. He says a different shot because of this. So fine, that's his kasha. Amaloi. So it seems Rabbi Yaakov Baridi did not appreciate this kasha at all. Amalei, domei haime rabbonon kedloi gmiri inshi shmaite. I mean, yes, in such a cell, can never learn in your life. B'she'ein Yisrael oimed al gabo av lameim raboi. That means, you're telling me that I heard from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum bar Kapora, ein oimed al gabo. That's what I heard. That ein oimed al gabo, a shchitas kusi is not good. He has to say that. The chila pshita on the last loof nivel is it a mikshul. I mean, this had to be said over. You had to remember from Rabbi Shum Levin, Mishum Bar Kapor. This is what from Galil Beis Din. I said that the Mishnah is speaking about the Tafki Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov and Ein Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov. I mean, you need this whole. So, ishtaushle samamorim, till Ram Gamliel Beisdin, to tell me that, please. If I know what I heard. I heard that they asked it. Fine. Klante Gemorit Sashaila, Kiblo Minei, Oile Kiblo Minei. Now, we see Rab Zeire, for some reason, did not want to accept what Rabbi Yaakov Baridi had said, that they asked Shchitas Kusei. And he was, and because of that, he wanted to say, if you heard something, all they said is, that ain't Oymed Al Gabov, it's no good. And Rabbi Yaakov Baridi told him, no, listen, I didn't, for that, I don't have to hear a memre, this is a double poshet, the Zichar Choshet Alif Neiver. Was he mekabel this? Was Rabbi Zeirik mekabel Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Teretz, and now he was mekabel that Ram Gamliel Beis Din asked Shchitas Kusi, or he's still up to his first opinion. There can't be such a thing that they asked Shchitas Kusi. So Al Kochoch, Ram Gamliel was coming to tell us that Ein Oymed Al Gabov is no good. This is the Gemara Shaila. Toshma. The mobbing is a rife from a mice. A mice with Rab Zeire. The Omar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Rab Asi. Ani reisi es Rab Yoichanen she'ochol mishchites kusi. Af Rab Asi ochol mishchites kusi. So we hear here, fine Yidin ate mishchites kusi. The toy bo Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire all of a sudden, see, he was matmiya. These gdoyle Yisrael ate shchitas kusi. And here he heard from Rab Yaakov Baridi that Rab Gamliel Beis Dinoi is nimno shchitas kusi basrua. So he started thinking, so what happened over here? They ate from shchitas kusi. Ram Gamliel Beis Din asked it. So he started thinking, Lo Shmielu, maybe they didn't hear about it. The Shmielu Ala Mekabulov, that they would have heard Ram Gamliel asked it. Ram Gamliel Beis Din asked it, Shchitas Kusi, the Zichlo Rebin Mekabul. So it could be they're not aware of it. I do me shmielu v'loy kiblu. Maybe they'd heard what Rabbi Gamliel asked it, but they disagreed. They weren't mekabel it. they held that there's no right to, they asked the Shechitas Kusi, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Din, but Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbasi held that there's no reason to answer it, and it's mutter. This was racing through Rabbi Zeira's mind. Hoda Poshet Lenafshis, thinking, did they hear? Or didn't they chaylik, or they didn't hear? Hoda Poshet Lenafshis. Mistavre de Shmielu Velekiblu. Mistome, they heard of it, and they chaylik. Why? The Isal Kedaitach Le Shmielu, if they never heard of it. Viyav Shmielu Have Mekablilo. Heichem mistayem milse lemechali. So how could it be, Hel Tamaisa, how could it be that if Rav Gamliel answered Shchitas Kusi, and if they would have known, they wouldn't have eaten it. So how could it be such a thing that these tzaddikim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi, should be nichshlu nachilas iser? Hashta behemton shel tzaddikim, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom, tzaddikim atzmon leikolshke, avad gevis, this would never occur. The Rabbi Nishlom would never let that a tzaddik should be nichshel in achila sisa. L'chayr, I just thought of a ha'ore, but let's mention the ha'ore. There's a Meiridik in Nesivis. The Nesivis says that if a person ate macholos asuris midrabonon, doesn't have to do tshuva. Meiridik is that from the Melachaisha. Al-Kapon, Azizik to Nesivis. And the Nesivis is alumdus also. It's a Meiridik alumdus. The Dachoinim of Mavai, the Nesivis as follows. That Be'emison, Anisa darabonon, is not the emes osa. It's a dover amuta. No, Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. It's not osa. Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. So what is really happening? Chazal are saying that you're not allowed to eat this dover amuta. They don't make it osa. Bishalakum is kosher a tavshu, and there's no shaylus in kashrus, and Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. So Chazal are telling us now that they don't make it also. It's a dover hamuta, and they're saying that you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the issa? The issa is, when I eat it, the issa is because I'm not listening to Chazal. They said don't eat it, and I'm eating it. So the Isser is Amoyret B'divrei Chazal. Zukte Nesivis, so when is it called Amoyret B'divrei Chazal? If I know they asked it, and I'm still eating it, then Amoyret Leisoso. You're not listening to them. But if I'm not aware, Bechlal, that this is Bishalakum, I don't know that this is Bishalakum, so I'm not Amoyret B'divrei Chazal. Chas V'Sholem. I didn't eat a davarosa, I ate a davamuta. The holy sir is, because I'm a moirit. Yeah, I'm not a moirit. A male is up to Nesivis, tafach neshuvita. It's lechaira over here, lechaira over here. So what was the cheshbin of Rab Zeira? Rab Zeira says that, in a kodesh boch, maybe takola, idei tzadikim, atzmal, leikoshkein. This isn't called a takola, this is a darabona. Let's just put this all on hold. We'll go further. So this was a machshove that Rab Zeira had. He tried to understand this maise that happened with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan choylik, as Rabbi Yochanan was unaware. And lemaise, he said it zikhe, he's choylik, or else it never would have happened. V'yisal kedaitach le'kibla minei, l'shani le'kan k'shi Yisrael oimed al gabov, kan k'shi Yisrael oimed al gabov. That means the way Rab Zeira held in the beginning that there's no such hisofa on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shritas Kusi is muta, ein oimed al gabov, Shritas Kusi is osa. There's nothing more than that, so what problem that he have seen that Rabbi Yochanan ate Mashchitas Kusi. Rabbi Yochanan Mashchitas Kusi, like the Mishnah says, Hako Shechel Mechatchila, Rahim Adal Gabov. So then that's what Rabbi Yaakov Baridi was, that was Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shimon Kapor was speaking about. That was what Gamliel was speaking about. So what was his problem? Let us see Rashi. The Toibor Rabbi Zeira Gassinim, Atmi Aleim, Shachlua, Miboile, Belibe Hoches, he started clearing in his heart, Lo Shmielu Hodenim Noram Gamliel. The Ishmielu Ave Mekabli. I do Meshmiel Velekiblu. But a portion Rabbi Zeira Lanafshe, Mistav Reshmielu Velekiblu. This Alkadai to Leshmielu, Vishmielu Ave Mekabli, Lo Heche Mistaye Milse Le Mechel, Hech Yigrim, Shum Sotten Lifnei Tzadikim, Alde Shoigik, Shum Dvaroven. How could this happen? How could a Dvaroven happen to a tzaddik, hashte behemten shal tzaddikim, chamre der Pinchas ben Yoel lekamon, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mei vitakol ha-yodm shetoichol ha-behem edov ha-osolo. Vizal kedaitach loy kiblo, Rab Zeirem, Rab Yaakov, de Ram Gamliel gamu yoso, mai kosheleis, leishani leilenav, shekios Ram Gamliel, shem yisroloi medargabo, the last layer of my life is the most important thing that I have to do with the love. The love of 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 the love Shodrei Rameya Lasuye Chamra Mibei Kusoy. He, Rameya sent Rav Shimon ben Elozer to bring wine from the Kusim. Ashkeche Yahusovet. Now Rav Shimon ben Elozer is on his way to the Kusim. An elderly Yid meets up with him. This is his Tum, there's Mahalchim, others say it's Eliyahu Novi, others say it's Tammuz, an elderly Yid. Amalei, besamta sakin belayacha im bal nefeshato. He told them, if you are not on kosher, you put a sakin in your mouth to make sure you don't put anything else in your mouth to prevent you from eating or swallowing anything else. If you are not on kosher, you don't go to take wine from the kusim. What are you doing to go to the kusim? That's what this elderly person told Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Nope. Holach, so it's a holach Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Besiper dvorim lefnei Rameya. He told them what happened. It's not, it's one should not drink yain kusim. V'gozer alayim. And Rav Meir was gozer. That has a din, like kistam yainam. He's not to drink the wine. My time. Now, what happened over here? Omar Abnachem by Yitzhak. Tmus Yoine Motzulahem Beroish Agrizim. Shahoyu Oivde Moiso. That, they found Beroish Agrizim with the Kusim were, they found the Mus Yoine. They were Oivde Avede Zore. Now, this Roish Agrizim, that's true. There was some kusim that became Oivdei Avodah Zarah. That's true. But now we're talking about a whole nation of kusim. But a mayor, the taimei, the chayish lemiyuta, the gozar rube oto miyuta. It was gozar roiv oto miyuta. So since you have a miyut of kusim, which are Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and their wine is zichar also, because they have takadin of goyim, so he was goyzer all kusim, v'gozer rube otu miyute. Let us just see Rashi. V'sam tesakim b'layach ha-posuk b'seif ha-mishle.
אם בעל נפש את, אם אדם כושר את, הקדומה בפסוחים, בעל נפש ליוטויס, הבעל נפש should not be make lesisa on the chitim, should not wash the chitim, אדם כושר, בעל נפש means an אדם כושר, לא יחו בלחייך, כלומר, הסחזק על יצרך, hold yourself back, ולא תעשה זאת. Don't do it. Restrain yourself. Motzalem oisem ayoshvim bahagrizim v'nasam umrim l'avidus kechom. So there were those who were living in hagrizim, they became umrim. Ba'af agav d'roiv kusim lav mehagrizim hoyu. Hamei l'tame d'chai shel miyute b'yavomis kotten uktana l'chilzen v'l'miyabmim divrei rameya. That Rameya said, a cotton ektano is lechotzim lemiyam. Omro loy le Rameya, yofa amarta lechotzim. Lechotzim is very good. Ish ksiv beparshe. So a cotton is not an ish. Abba mignema loy miyam, and there doesn't say ish. Omro len cotton shema yimtsa soris. Ktano shema timtsa ailenis. Nimtsa poigim be'erve. Is you need a bar a come shem in order to make mitzvah sibum, and if they're not a bar a come shem, so there's no mitzvah of yibum, so there's an eish yisoch. So why was Rameya choishish for such a thing? Maybe the soris islandess. Lo yoma reiv ktanim einam sarisim. He didn't. He wasn't bothered with this, that Reb Tanim sees Chayish L'miyuta, so this is the same Rameya that was Geyser Ruba Oto Miyuta.